Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas here. It's The Grapevine at SavorLife.com. And this is 2021, first broadcast of The Wine Show in 2021. And I hope your start to the new year has been great, maybe better than 2020. Looking forward to January 20th. That will be the date that I celebrate. Personally, that'll be my biggest celebration when we inaugurate a new president. And in spite of the Republicans in Congress who feel that Joe Biden won unfairly, 7 million votes somehow were unfairly cast. I don't know. It's ridiculous. I don't think most of them believe it, but they're willing to follow the tweeter in chief. And if he said the world was flat, they would all go to the edge of the world to look over with him. I think it's the insanity continues. So, January 20th, I think the pandemic will not improve on January 20th, but our response to it and our ability to control it will. This president and the Republicans have given up. They are aiming for herd immunity, which is a long ways off. It is many, many, many thousands of deaths from now to reach herd immunity, and it is just. I think we may look back on it as criminal behavior to ignore what is happening with the pandemic. That's just my feeling. So to distract us from this for the next couple of weeks, or at least maybe the next week, there's a wine competition. It's the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition, the largest in the United States, maybe one of the largest in the world. Thousands of wines. I think they're maybe in the range of 3,000 or 4,000 reds, 3,000 or 4,000 white wines in this competition. And the reason I bring it up is that it's, I think, this next week in San Francisco. It's at the very start of January each year. They won't be able to do some things like public tastings. They're already planning their 2022 public tasting for that competition, but I'm pretty sure they will be going ahead with the competition. And the Finger Lakes has done amazingly well, in fact, incredibly well over the years in this competition. And at one point, the wineries, it's not me, that won best white wine. So Finger Lakes wineries won best white wine 4 out of 6 years, I think it was. And we haven't won that in several years. So now I think we're out maybe 4 out of 9 years, which is still pretty good given it is a small wine region and there are so many wines in that competition. And those four best white wines in California, again, with judges from around the world, but still maybe a little biased towards California, probably more California judges than a competition here would have, for example. And so those four best white wine awards were won by two wineries. And you might guess, well, they won for Riesling. You'd only be half right. Two of those awards were for Gewurztraminer. And the two wineries, Dr. Frank and Cuca Spring Vineyards, each won for Riesling and Gewurztraminer in different years. So two awards for each of those wineries. And again, if you were a big money California winery making Chardonnay, you would be probably pretty frustrated to see the largest wine competition in the country, the best white wine in that competition, go to these little Finger Lakes wineries. And it is remarkable. But beyond that, I went back and looked at the two that we didn't win, and out of those 6 years, and we had wines in the sweepstakes that could have won best white wine in those 2 years also. Now the judges don't know where these wines are from. I suppose if they had a high alcohol Chardonnay, you know, they could guess it's probably not from the Finger Lakes, but they don't know where these wines are from. They are picking what they feel are the best wines, and the Finger Lakes makes outstanding wines, a lot lower price than a lot of those California wineries, white wines. But those 2 other years that we didn't win, we had wines in the final sweepstakes so they won their category, and usually a Riesling category, but I think there was maybe even another, a Viognier, there was also a Diamond, that lesser known grape variety, which has won a best white wine. I think Heron Hill won. Oh, no, not Heron Hill. Goose Watch won best white wine quite a few years ago for a Diamond in a, it was a California competition, or it was a West Coast competition, I think. So the way it works is the judges go through, and they'll have many panels of judges to go through this many wines. They'll taste, a panel of four judges will taste a flight of, six or eight wines. They will mark their own sheets as no metal, bronze, silver, gold, and then the four of them will discuss it after they have made their determinations, and then usually it is they're somewhat in agreement, not wildly divergent, but then they figure out what final score that wine will get. So if there were several of them giving them gold, several giving silver, then they figure out how strong are the judges who, how strongly do the judges feel that said gold, or the same with the silver, and they come up with a single score, or maybe no medal recommendation. If all the judges say it was a gold, then it was often reported as a double gold. So that just means that the judges on that panel were unanimous, thinking that that was a gold medal wine. So that you may see double gold in some results. And then competitions have best of category. So, in the California competition, there are three Riesling categories. There's bone dry, there's low medium residual sugar, and then there's high sweet residual sugar. So three categories. They have a bunch of categories of Chardonnay, based on price, because Chardonnay is pretty much always dry. They have a couple Gewürztraminer categories, and then there are a bunch of others, including the native blends, things like that. So it's fun. You can go to winejudging.com and check out the San Francisco Chronicle's results over the last several years. So in 2020, yet again, I think every year for the last, maybe it's about 10 years, the Finger Lakes has had a wine in the sweepstakes for best white wine. So they won a category, often Riesling, sometimes Gewürztraminer, sometimes dessert wine category, I think. Maybe that was Cuca Spring also, who had a wine in the dessert wine category winner that was then in the running for best white wine. So I'm not sure how San Francisco does this, if they retaste each of those category winners to determine best white wine. For example, the New York Wine Spirits competition, it's a New York Wine and Food Classic. Only New York wines. In that competition, the judges will take the best of categories and come up with the best overall wine. So the competitions do it somewhat differently. I'm immensely grateful that the Finger Lakes International Wine Competition, which was founded about 20 years ago, really helped to give all of us a window into how these competitions work. Judges are often winemakers or sometimes wine media, people in the wine business. But I really hadn't seen what competitions are about until the Finger Lakes International Wine Competition was started. So these competitions, again, they're interesting. It's worth paying attention, I think, to who wins. And you know, if you go to a winery, maybe make sure to taste some of their medal-winning wines. Doesn't mean that you'll agree with the judges, but it's a sort of a starting point of a benchmark that these are perhaps at least better than average wines. Not all wineries send their wines to competitions, so there are a number of Finger Lakes wineries that I don't think have ever sent their wines to competitions, and that has nothing to do with the quality of the wines. It's just the philosophy of the winery. And as I've said before, sending wines to competitions gets expensive because you've got to ship the wine. It's usually at least 3 bottles of any given variety you're entering that you are sending in case one is corked or there are any problems with them. They have some backup bottles to put in the competition. And you have entry fees. And all of that adds up if you make 10 varieties of wine and you want to put them in the competition. So it'd be thousands of dollars just for one competition, potentially, if you make quite a few wines. So wineries will pick and choose what they send. They also may choose not to send any. And there are some wineries like Herman Wiemer, Red Newt Forge Cellars, they tend to send them to publications. Shaw Vineyards, there's a bunch of others that send them to Wine Spectator, but not to competitions. And that's fine, just a different way of evaluating wines. One is not necessarily better than the other. It's just different. So, again, if you see a 90-point wine, maybe that makes you more likely to taste it. It doesn't mean that wines that didn't get 90 points, were never rated, are any worse. They might be better. So, it's in some ways, it would be more interesting if every single winery in, the Finger Lakes entered all their wines in a competition, and they were all judged against each other. But there are issues over quality of judges in competitions and any bias that they have. Similarly, it would be interesting if every single winery in the Finger Lakes sent their wines to Wine Spectator. What would they say about some of the smaller wineries, some of the newer wineries? It would be very interesting, but it would also be very expensive. And again, it's a kind of a philosophical thing as well as a financial consideration. So anyway, that's my point of view on competitions and on publications that rate wines. I find them interesting, and I think it's a I'm thankful for the wineries that enter their wines in competitions and pay to send them to publications to evaluate, because it helps to keep the region, give the region sort of a benchmark of where we are, just based on the ones that enter, the wineries that enter, and the wines that they choose to submit. So, for example, I don't think Herman Wiemer sends every single wine they make to Wine Spectator. They probably choose, you know, I'm guessing several, three, four wines to send. Maybe more, I'm not sure, but probably not all of their wines. And I'm grateful that they do, because I think it helps the entire region to be mentioned on the pages of Wine Spectator. It also helps the entire region to have, in this case, Wagner Vineyards won the high sweet Riesling category at the San Francisco Chronicle competition in 2020, last January, and that put them in the running for best white wine. They didn't win that, but but they were in the running, as we are pretty much winery from the Finger Lakes virtually every year. That Riesling, that sweet Riesling, was $15. And Wagner has won a lot of awards for their Rieslings. Their semi-dry Rieslings, dry Riesling, they have a outstanding record of winning awards. Best white wines, not in the San Francisco Chronicle competition, but in other competitions, and consistently have phenomenal Rieslings. So, you should go in search of them. But again, the fact that they entered, invested that money, helps the entire region to keep people talking about us here in the Finger Lakes. So hopefully by next weekend, we'll know the results of the San Francisco competition, and if not the following one, but hopefully by next weekend, and we'll see if the Finger Lakes takes another best white wine for 2021. And again, you can go and peruse the website and see some of the varieties that they are judging. You can see where some of these wineries are from, and we should we need to be aware of where these other wines are coming from, particularly Riesling, because the best bone dry Riesling in 2020 was from Idaho. The best semi dry or low medium sweet Riesling was from Michigan, the old Mission Peninsula. So some fantastic Rieslings being made in other parts of the country. It's not the first time Michigan had some wines that were near the top or at the top of categories for Riesling. Gewürztraminers both came from California, one from Monterey, Fetzer, other one Anderson Valley. Anderson Valley, a cooler climate, which is one of the reasons Gewürztraminer does so well here in our area. It likes a cool climate better than the heat of some of the big valleys of California. But again, checking out where these other winners are from is a reminder that we can't rest on our laurels, that there are other states, in this case, that would like to unseat the Finger Lakes in New York as the most recognized wine region east of the Rockies. So if you run into awards or interesting articles, mention New York State wines, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. Again, hopefully next weekend we'll have the results of the San Francisco Chronicle competition. We'll be back this coming Saturday with Gardening Restaurants Discover the Finger Lakes, 9 a.m. on Saturday. Happy New Year to everyone, and looking forward to January 20th, 12 noon. Have a great day.